At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Hello there, and happy May 1st. We're hard at work on the May episode of 13. Just a reminder that when the 13th falls on a weekend, we release the next Monday. So this month, your episode will be coming out on Monday the 15th. However, our patrons will still get access to the episode on the 13th, like always. So if you can't wait, check us out over on Patreon. But today, we are here to tell you about a new podcast from some voices that you are already familiar with. You've heard Kayla Temshiv and Dustin Parsons on several 13 episodes and Patreon-exclusive stories. You'll also be hearing Kayla again in a couple of weeks. Well, Kayla and Dustin have a new show that we think you'll love. Magic Isn't Real is an actual play, tabletop, RPG podcast about a group of teenagers that join their high school's D&D club and get a lot more than they bargained for. Come and hang out with four friends as they roll dice and tell stories. Episodes of Magic Isn't Real release on Mondays, and we have the first episode queued up for you right now. Check the show notes for links to Magic Isn't Real, or look it up wherever you're listening right now. Now, without any more delay, this is Magic Isn't Real.
Popcorn Ted.
Throughout the show, we follow the awkwardly magical journey of three adolescent adventurers. However, Magic Isn't Real is a podcast for adults. Content warnings can be found in the episode description. I'm dying for a peanut butter sandwich, man.
Very good. Welcome to Magic Isn't Real. I am your humble game master, Dustin Parsons, and joined with me, as always, is my incredible life partner slash gremlin that lives in my apartment, Kayla Temshiv.
Hey, gremlin that lives in our apartment.
Okay, you're right. You pay rent.
Hi, I'm Kayla Temshiv, them, and I'm going to be playing Parker Henley, a high school freshman trying her absolute best who may or may not be allergic to whatever it is you are talking about. And a tagline for Parker would be, my Nona says I actually can't do that.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonah Pfeiffer, he, him, and I'll be playing Ted Vardaman, a hardworking sophomore wrestler with a small voice and a big spirit. I would say a tagline for Ted would be, people show you what they think you want to see.
Good God. Is Ted the Joker?
See, I was going to do the peanut butter sandwich one, but then I did that one earlier. I couldn't use it again. I was like, damn.
Dear.
Hi, my name is Christian Contreras, he, him, and I'll be playing Brandon Rodriguez, a popular and very good-looking junior high schooler. Got a good tagline for him would be, hey, buddy, you going to pick that up?
I love that he's popular and eco-friendly.
Yeah,
that,
you gotta be.
He's popular and organized.
Hell yeah.
Find you a man.
And like I said, my name is Dustin Parsons, and I am going to be your dungeon master, your game master, whatever, because I feel like we're going to be doing D&D, but we're very loose. So we're basically just improv with dice by this point. Are we like the youngest D&D podcast?
We are that's definitely the youngest.
That's
are
we? Incredible.
You know, you've seen D&D podcasts with people that are famous and have accolades.
Now
we're
listen
old,
to us.
But imagine if there were people who had none of those things.
And they can just barely afford the mics and the stands.
I could listen to something professional, or I could listen to these fucks have a great time. I'm sorry. Our story doesn't start in a tavern or with a band of mighty warriors. No beasts that have four heads or breathe fire. The most fearsome creature in sight is Miss Henley's basset hound, the Colonel, who's fast asleep on their paint-stripped porch. The only spell being cast is at Summit Middle School at their annual kickoff spelling bee. The only thing to fear in these lands are underage alcoholism and Ramsey Skinner, local bully, age 19. We start in Foster, Rhode Island. A quiet town, surrounded by forests of hickory trees and scattered creeks that lead to Sawmill's Pond. The creatively named pond is named this way because it's located next to the Sawmill's lumberyard. The only way onto the main road is through Swamp Meadows Covered Bridge, a man-made wooden overpass blanketed with non-man-made moss and leaves. The local football team brings everyone together, despite not winning a state championship in over 25 years. Sorry. What's up?
I just went, so you suck.
I was literally just going to go.
Yeah, you didn't know your team is trash.
I thought I was killing it.
With a population of approximately 4,600 people, everyone is kind of familiar with everyone. Our adventurers are less than heroic. Their greatest feats include taking the football team to state in spite losing by 36 points, holding the record for a local library summer readathon, and fastest to get pinned in the 170-pound weight class.
Yeah. To get pinned?
Damn, get wrecked.
That's still a record.
No.
I feel like you have a trophy that you made yourself.
Yeah. It's like my homemade Letterman.
You can't say things like a homemade Letterman.
It's just a regular zip-up hoodie.
I painted it.
You just ironed on a little patch.
Yeah, we have house like paint. We don't have, what do you think we have, fabric paint?
Oh my god.
No one truly exceptional comes out of this town, and our band of unfortunates are no anomaly. The date is Monday, August 28th, first day of school. On the north side of town, we pan to Brandon Rodriguez in the garage taking his electric motorbike off the charge. Would you please describe Brandon to us?
Okay, well, Brandon is a very tall, handsome features on him. He's got medium long hair, jet black, has green looking eyes. At the moment is wearing a very low-cut tank top, and it looks like he's been working on this motorbike for a while since I just couldn't get it started, as he's kicking and cursing all over the place. Just, God damn it, this thing just won't go!
Your mom peeks in as you see she's getting her car out and says, oh, hey, are you not taking the bus to school?
No, I'm not taking the bus. I don't want to be around all those people.
I thought you liked people. I thought people like you.
Well, they like me, but in the mornings? Come on.
Have you had coffee? Are you okay?
No, I have not had coffee. I've been trying to get this thing going.
There's a half a pot sitting inside if you want to go grab that. I know you've been working on this bike. I just know that your first day of school should be something that we prioritize. And I know the bus schedule is consistent. This bike is borderline dangerous.
It'll get going. It'll get me to where I need to go. You don't need to worry, okay?
I don't need to worry, but it's kind of my job as your mother. And she starts opening the door to her, 2017, to her 2017 Subaru, because obviously she drives a Subaru. And she starts getting in. She's like, I can also just drop you off.
It's okay, Mom. I appreciate it. I really do. Just, I need to at least do this myself, please.
Okay, well, I'm running late. I have to go. Please get there on time and safely. I love you. Have a great day. I know you're going to do great. Just stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. She starts pulling back and she gets out of there.
As I pick up the tools to start working on the bike, I kind of get in there and I'm just like pulling on my way to it. And
yeah, give me a roll. What would be a tools check for this?
Animal handling.
Let's do animal handling.
No, yeah. It wouldn't be. I'm just being goofy.
No. I think vehicles in this world would be considered animal handling.
Maybe
I think
sleight of hand?
Sleight of hand. Yeah. A sleight of hand or animal handling. No, I feel like animal handling is when you're driving. Sleight of hand is your repair.
Okay. Sleight of hand. Mm-hmm. That is a six.
Six. A great way to start this podcast. The first roll is a six. You do it and you notice that the chain slips inside the bike. It's not like a regular bicycle and it's going to be a lot harder to get that fixed.
Well, I guess I'm buying a new one.
Fuck. Yeah. Okay. Fuck yeah. You get on Amazon and you get their instant delivery. In a different model comes, it's immediately there. He gets out of the car panting. Oh shit. Okay. Can I get you to sign here?
Yes, of course, of course, of course.
Yeah, initial there.
Initialing there.
And you're not going to be using this for any deviant motocross circuits. It's right there.
I hesitate before I sign in. Like, okay, and I start signing it.
Perfect. Here you go. And he gets the big box out of the truck, and it looks to be the size of a motorbike.
Thank you, sir. As I start kind of waving at him,
he doesn't even give you a second, and he is drifting out of here.
I'm gonna start the bike up and start heading to school.
Yeah, you start it, and you are out down the driveway, out of the cul-de-sac, and into town. At this intersection, we pan to see our second member who's at another stop, saddled up on top of his rusted pedal bike. You can make out the words Red Lightning written on the base in bright yellow letters. He's in the bike lane as a red light comes in front of him, and we see Ted Vardaman. Jonah, would you please describe Ted Vardaman?
Ted is a kid with an exceptionally average build, longish, messy, brown blonde hair, and he's wearing this almost stained gray tracksuit, sweatsuit, given to him by his wrestling team as he's biking on his way to school. He does have his prized possession on, though, which is a pair of wraparound sunglasses. It was clearly scrounged from some garbage can or
like
dumpster.
Some off-brand Oakleys?
No. Much, much more 80s. Like it's like a fucking building's window.
Jesus Christ. Reflective tint.
Yeah. And he only wears them on the way to school because he's too self-conscious to wear them inside. So this is like his moment of solace.
Oh, no.
As you're sitting at this intersection waiting for the red light to turn, you see the old man in town who kind of makes small talk with everybody. Can you give me a history check to see if you remember his name?
Oh, I try, but I'm not good with names. That's not bad. That's going to be a 17.
17. All right.
Do I get to decide his name?
No, you do not.
If you get a nat 20.
Good choice.
Can that be the rule? If we get a nat 20 to remember someone's name, whatever we say is just correct.
You know what? Yeah.
Yes.
We'll do that. Nat 20s equal you get to decide the NPC's name.
Nice. Oh.
This power, I'm so hesitant to give,
it's
but
okay.
I want to make this slightly interesting.
You've saved yourselves from Finnegan cornstarch for today.
Oh, I fucking hate that. Anyway, you remember Gilbert. Gilbert McFree.
Gilbert McFree.
It's like...
Is he Irish?
Yeah, it's...
No. Well, no, he is not.
He himself isn't Irish, but his origins are... Yeah. McFree. McFree, capital E-E-E.
Oh, my God.
And he looks to you, he says, Oh, Ted. Oh, how are you doing, my
Mr.
boy?
Mr. McFree.
How are you doing, boy?
I'm doing fine, sir. I'm on my way to school, you know. I'm riding the old steed here.
Oh, it is.
I slapped the bike.
Well, that's quite a piece you got there.
You know,
that sounds sexual. I'm taking that.
That's quite a nice piece you got there.
Mr. McFree. I didn't know you thought of me that way.
I guess it is the start back into the school year. Big day for you, huh? What are you in, fifth, sixth grade now?
Oh, yeah, I'm a sophomore in high school, actually.
Oh.
But no, this is going to be my year. I'm going to make varsity. I'm pretty sure about it.
Oh.
Going to get my Letterman jacket and everything. And it's, let me tell you, it's going to be purple.
I thought the colors were blue.
Oh, yeah, no, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. What kind of mace windu kind of looks to you with the look of like, yeah, that kid's dreaming for sure, but I'm gonna nod my head and just say, yeah, you are. That's great. Ted, you take care of yourself. Tell your mother that I said hi, by the way.
Oh yeah, we'll do. Wait, what?
your mother.
Oh yeah, no, I'll tell her you said hi in like a totally benign way.
Hang on, I need to pull up your mom's name. Yes, I know Kelly. It's a small town. Got to be familiar.
Yeah, that you're right there, Mr. McFree.
Oh, too many E's. Like,
sorry about that.
Like
I'm
twice.
Trying to be sensitive.
You're fine. Oh, well, that light's turning green, so you better get off to school.
Right.
Don't want to be late.
Got to follow the rules of the road, even though I don't have a motor, am I right?
No, that's sad.
No, Mr. McFree. So mean.
And he keeps waiting at the bus stop, and you scoot off to school.
Wow, imagine not being able to buy a new bike.
Oh my God.
Instantly. So you push yourself off to school. As we pan to the school, we arrive at the drop-off lane. And in the drop-off lane, there is a green station wagon where we see our final member, Parker Henley. It is soon to be their first day of high school. Would you please describe Parker?
Yeah, Parker is, before everything else, she is bundled. So Parker has medium brown hair that is like down to her waist, but braided. And she's wearing long socks under a long skirt with a long sleeve shirt, a little vest, a little cardigan. And then she's got like a hoodie in her arms. Parker is very warm. And she's got little old lady glasses, despite being 14. She has little old lady glasses.
Does she actually need them to see?
Jury's still out.
Are they like the really thick kind, or are they tasteful?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they're not tasteful.
Not a fully lost tasteful
at all, huh? You know, they're definitely grandma glasses. The prescription is probably next to nothing. But yeah, she's also really, really pale. She looks like she's maybe never been outside.
What vitamin deficiencies does Parker have?
Whichever one is the sun.
In the front seats are your grandparents, Grandpa in the driver's seat and Grandma Beth in the passenger. And as you guys get closer and closer to the actual drop-off, your grandma has fully turned herself around talking to you in the back seat. Okay, now you have your sunscreen?
Yes.
Okay, great. Bug spray?
Yes.
And medications?
Absolutely. I have my...
EpiPen?
Yes, of course. I have two, actually.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. All right. This is really exciting. It's your first day of high school.
Yeah, it's so great.
Oh, you're going to make so many friends. These are the memories that you're going to have for the rest of your life.
Oh, no pressure about that.
No pressure. You are completely safe as long as you stick to the rules that Nona made for you.
No grass, no nuts. Keep a healthy distance between yourself and others. Got it.
That's okay. Perfect. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I love you both so much.
Oh, I love you too. We love you too, sweetheart. Oh my gosh.
Nona?
She like pinches your cheek just out of pure anticipation. She is leaning all the way into the back seat. Oh my God. I don't want to let you go. This is just so sweet. You need to stay my little girl forever.
Well, I am going to be late first period.
Yeah,
so.
Come on, Beth. She needs to get out. She's got her first day of classes, but she's our little girl.
I love you both. And then Parker will give both of them little kisses on the cheek. I've got this. I've got this.
We know you do, sweetheart. Oh, yeah, we know you do. Do you have your first aid kit?
Of course.
Okay, do you have your extra bandage wraps?
Of Neosporin. Course.
Parker lifts up her skirt and pulls down her sock leg to reveal, like, an additional EpiPen and an inhaler, like, stuffed inside.
She's like, Nona, I am very prepared.
Cars start honking from behind. Beth, can we please let her go, please? Oh, okay. Have a great day. Love you so much. Make friends. Make memories. Okay. I love you so much.
I love you.
Stay safe.
Okay.
Love you too, sweetheart.
Bye. Love you both. Bye.
And then you exit the vehicle, and we arrive at Horizon High. Is one of the most private public schools that tax dollars can buy. In the plaza, before you reach the entrance, there are kids catching up with other classmates, loners sitting under trees, reading books, doing that little ball and stick toy that was really popular back in the day.
Is there a hacky sack circle? It's not college. Maybe there wouldn't be.
Yeah, too young. I had to roll for that. And also there's the mascot giving high fives before you enter. The mascot being a blue and white bird known as the Horizon High Titmouse. Native to the region, the titmouse resembles a small pale blue jay.
Go titmouse.
Go titmice. I'm looking up images. I haven't actually, they look so silly.
We have to make like titmouse merch like from the school.
They have I feel like silly that could be hair. Sick.
Can we just make a mouse with actual tits on it?
A titty mouse.
That's for Patreon only.
That's the Patreon.
As Brandon is, he gets to school. As you park your bike on the bike rack, you hear footsteps coming behind you and a voice. Oh my God. Oh my God. King is back, baby.
The king is here.
And then you see a very familiar face of Kevin, also known as Kev the Lev.
Kev the Lev.
Short for Kev the Lever. As he approaches you and he tosses a football at you, can you make a dexterity check just to see if you can get it?
Oh, God. Okay.
Average.
Or athletics. Yeah, like, athletics for sure.
Oh, that's going to be a 19.
Absolutely. Almost a flawless catch. What is up? And he gives you a pat on the back. Kev the Lev is a curly-haired, tall guy. Not quite as tall as you, but enough to that he can stand nose-to-nose. And he's already has his Letterman jacket on from last year. There is no backpack in sight of this man.
Kev, how you doing, my man?
Dude, I am so fucking pumped for this season.
We are gonna freaking kill it this year.
Yeah, this year we are.
This
yeah.
is it. This
is our year.
This is it, man.
We're gonna bring it back. Oh, fuck.
Why are you still flaunting that thing on you?
The old Letterman?
Yeah.
I gotta have people know that I'm I'm gonna be on the team, so.
We still haven't had tryouts.
No, but like, you know, Batman's gotta have his Robin, and Batman's gonna be on the team for sure, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Batman's always gonna make the team. There's always a different Robin.
Wait. Oh, shit, fuck.
Kev the Lev takes 4 points of psychic.
You really don't want to know what happened to the last two.
A bead of sweat drips down his face, and he's like, yeah. Shit.
Dude, you know I'm kidding, aren't I? I'm gonna slowly put my hand on his shoulder.
He's slowly becoming reassured that he's not expendable, even though in his heart of hearts he knows he is. You two walk past the mascot and get into the building. Ted, as you come in slightly after this interaction, putting your bike next to the outrageously large motocross bike, your rusty red Lightning, as you chain that up, you start to hear the clicks of a camera. And you see that there is a somewhat familiar face as this young girl in overalls and a yellow t-shirt starts taking pictures. As you're racking it up, you see that the camera flips to you.
Oh boy. Oh God. And I start pinching the front of my sweatshirt, pulling it away from my torso so the sweat on my torso doesn't stain the sweatshirt.
Oh, sorry. I was taking some candid shots of the first day of school. If you're, can I?
That's fine. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, great. Awesome. And she's going to take a picture of you. Can I get a constitution check?
Constitution.
See if you can stand there.
Oh no.
We're going to fill in a divot, but I got a 5.
As you're doing it, you were shaking the whole time.
Yeah, I'm frozen. It looks like I'm trying to find my own nipples and I'm failing.
This poor guy pulling at his own.
One of the most uncomfortable pictures. She takes it, looks at it and goes, oh, that's great.
So do I just keep standing here?
No, I got it. I got it. That's great.
I appear to give the impression that I have eased up, but it is clear that I am exactly as tense as before. I kind of lean backwards a little bit and release my sweatshirt.
Can I get a performance check for smooth, if trying to be cool?
Yeah.
Hey, ooh, there you go.
That's actually a... Unnatural 20.
There you go. Okay. You lose that facade. You straighten yourself up and you push yourself against the brick wall. And she says, oh, wait, you're Teddy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about a little bit ago. It's 8 miles from home.
No, I
get a little flustered.
The first day of school. I mean, I've got my jitters of my own. Teddy, I think we have biology together this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be cool. I'd love to see the pictures you take. That's cool that you do that.
Yeah, I take a lot of pictures. I'm on the yearbook. Old senior got kicked out, so I'm the last member.
Oh, well, other people join.
Hey, I mean, here's to hoping. I mean, club day is today, so we'll see if anyone wants to join. If you want to join, that'd be really cool.
Oh, well, you know, I've never really thought of myself as a documentarian, but I would love to come talk to you about it after, will you be at club day?
Yeah, for sure. I'll be at the booth.
Oh, I guess we'll all be there, huh? It's mandatory.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're not having a 6 period. We're just going straight to the gym. Yeah. I'll see you there. I need to take more.
Sorry. Go do your thing. Awesome. It was good seeing you.
Yeah. I'll see you, Teddy. Give me a history check. Do you remember this person's name?
Yeah, I'm skating.
Oh, if it's a 20, I'm going to shit myself.
No, it is a 13.
13. Starts with a J.
And then actually the podcast stops because Ted joined the photography.
You can be in multiple clubs. There's nothing stopping you from
that's
doing that.
Show.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
As she walks away, I stop for a moment. I'm like, fuck my shades. I forgot to take them off.
I'm on the entire time with the photos. Oh. And as you walk inside, we pan to Parker, who is getting out of the car, walking up the plaza. And as you walk past a shaded willow tree, you see there are 3 kids all dressed in black. And they notice you and say, huh, we got a new freshman on campus. Hey.
Hi.
what's your story, kid? And this is coming from a red-haired guy wearing a Misfits t-shirt.
A what t-shirt?
A Misfits t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, the voice got
it. No, you're good.
The skull.
He's in the middle. The taller redhead on the left is a girl who is wearing a skirt with chains hanging off of it.
Sick.
To the right of him is another guy who looks to have no discernible personality. Like the most average of person, not to compete with Ted.
He's about to go. Ted?
And he looks to you and he says, so what's your story, kid?
It's my first day of school and I'm trying to get to class.
And then Parker just kind of like keeps walking.
They keep up with you. And they say, yeah, first day of school. Kind of fucking sucks, right? Totally fucking sucks.
Oh yeah, school is so bad, right?
Huh. Maybe you don't have what it takes to join our little club.
Oh, you're in a club? I'm supposed to join a club. My notice says I have to join a...
Yeah, I mean, it's not officially on the club day recipients. We don't have a booth or anything like that, but we're the Vampires of Chaos.
Wow.
And they all cross their arms simultaneously.
Oh, that's so cool. I've read a lot about vampires of just regular means, but it's nice that y'all have chaos.
Yeah, we're not that Twilight bullshit. We're actual vampires. Anything you read online is a sham.
Right, totally. And then Parker, like, pulls up the neck of her turtleneck just like a little bit.
Anyway, I'm Nick. This is Peggy. Hey. And that's Ronald.
Hi.
The girl says, that's my mortal name, but my real name is Black Hole. The guy who is the most average standing next to him.
My name is Soul Crusher.
And I am King Demon. But you can just call me Nick, my mortal name.
Cool. I'm Parker Henley. My Nona calls me beautiful baby girl sometimes, or my love. But those are my names. Oh,
that's yeah, cute. Those are kind of soft mortal names. But one day you'll grow into a beautiful vampiric butterfly.
Parker's just like speed walking as best as she can.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on you.
Okay,
mortal.
It's been so nice to meet you.
Likewise. Mm-hmm. And then they all start smoking candy cigarettes as they walk off.
Parker cries just a little bit.
I've met people like this.
He's like, oh my God, bullies are so scary.
I was one of the people like this.
Tag yourself, I'm Soul Crusher.
Yeah. What's even funnier about being one of those people too is you don't even know if you're taking it seriously or not. So every time you meet another person and you hit them with that shit and they're like, yeah, I'm in, I want to join. You're like, oh. Oh, wow. All
Do you
right.
know the repercussions for your actions?
I Do you love, know what you cut yourself into?
I like that Dustin sent me up with three potential love interests. Right, right off the bat.
Yeah, we're actually doing The Bachelor, but with those three kids. As you all are getting to your lockers, assigned lockers, filling it up with your textbooks, an announcement comes on.
How are we? Horizon High. It's a great day to be a titmouse. The early bird gets the worm.
America. We're all looking around for a flag.
Where's the flag?
Republic of which we stand.
One nation, under God,
indivisible, and justice.
That is liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
And then you all go about your classes, go about your days. We don't really have to go through your guys' classes.
Syllabus.
I was going to say, can I roll?
Through the syllabus.
I was going to say, can I roll and see how many syllabi I pick up?
All of them?
Yeah,
it's not a check. They give them to you.
I was trying to be funny.
You all go about your days. And as our sixth period comes around, we all go into the gym. With that, you see a bunch of the representatives of these clubs are in front of kind of poster boards and tables with their clubs. We have two sections of the gym. There are the sports section and then the general clubs. For sports, Horizon High has a football team, a basketball team, a wrestling team, a debate team, and a cheerleading and dance team. Debate used to be in the general listing of clubs, but they were able to talk their way into getting into being an actual sport, so they now get Lettermans. And for the rest of the general clubs, we have Glee Club, Chess Club, Film and Broadcasting, Drama Club, Photography and Journalism, Robotics, Boy Scouts of America, Green Thumb Club, Peer Tutoring, Puppetry Club, Student Gov, and D&D RPG Club.
Damn, that's a lot of clubs.
That is a lot of clubs.
Let's just do the order we have been doing. Brandon, what clubs are you kind of going to start going towards?
The first one I'm going to hit is the football club.
Of course. And there you have the captain of the football team, Bryce, who is the quarterback senior. He obviously knows who you are. And as soon as you come up without words, he gives you one of those cool like head nods that all people under the age of 20 can do flawlessly. And I have lost the ability to do. And he gives you like a little, what the fuck? I was about to say dabs you up. Is that accurate?
It's dap. Peep.
No.
Yeah.
Is it dap?
Yeah, it's daps you up.
Daps yeah. you up?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm not old. I should know this.
I can smell how white this room is right now.
I know, man. Oof.
Bryce turns to you and says, hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Bryce?
I'm doing great. So you're wanting to try out for the team again?
Of course.
Hell yeah.
I mean, tryout is such a, come on, I'm going to make it.
I mean, like, you're going to make it. I have a in with coach, and I kind of get to pick the people that I want on my offensive line. And if we can get you again as running back, I think that would just be fucking incredible.
It would be very much incredible for you. Done. It's over.
Even though you're a junior, I kind of want to have you on the starting spot.
Well, considering I'm quicker than most of your guys, it won't be too hard to do.
Whoa, 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 Mr. Big Shot. But you're right, I do. Yeah, just sign your name here and we'll see you at tryouts.
I'll go ahead and just start signing my name kind of sloppily, just real quick.
Well, we'll see you around, man. And he already hands you a jersey. Like, he's like, this, it's fixed.
I already slung it over my shoulder.
Beautiful. You're still a medium, right?
Yeah.
I carefully scan the club area to see where the photography and journalism table is at.
You see the same girl in the overalls, mm-hmm. and she has a very well-orchestrated poster board of photography and journalism, and you see that there are no sign-ups.
Perfect.
On that
I go to the farthest booth away from her.
All right, so no wisdom checks for you. Great. So the farthest one from that, I would say, is probably the robotics club.
Yeah, my bravery was entirely used up trying to untense myself earlier.
Beautiful. Are you going to actually go and sign up for anything else?
Robotics club?
Yeah, robotics is probably the furthest one away from journalism.
I would not sign up for them, but I would talk to them as a diversion to hope that the girl does not see me.
Yeah, you walk up to robotics, and before you even say a word, this very round gentleman who looks to be a sophomore with thick-rimmed glasses says, hey, what's up? You thinking about making some battle droids?
Well, that sounds way cooler than I thought it was before I walked up here, but no, probably not. But what's your name?
I'm Wade.
Wade.
I'm in charge of robotics here.
That's cool.
Even though I am only a second year, I was able to outmatch all of our upperclassmen second at the year? Battle of the Bots.
Where are you from? Second year? This is a sophomore, man.
Let him live his life.
You're funny, man.
Yeah, I do watch a lot of anime. That's why.
So do y'all have any like robots here y'all built?
Yeah, we do. He pulls back one and it's a bot that throws a basketball and makes like a perfect 3-point shot every time. Just the arm.
Oh, that's cool, man. If that was a sport I cared about, like, that would be sick.
Well, I mean, yeah, we have like the competitions up to that point, which are practical things that you can do in robotics. But then at the end of the year, there's the battle with the bots. Oh, and that's kind of
that's more of my alley. I battle myself as a human, not a robot, but you know, so I have some experience.
Oh, well, that actually might be really good. If you could be a pilot, that would probably work out a lot for us, actually. Well, I mean, yeah, you would have a controller and it would control the robot. I mean, schools have a pilot that they recruit at the beginning and they pretty much don't do any of the work and they just come for the battle of the bots.
Like Paul Heyman with Brock Lesnar, like he controls him and then he like unleashes him like a monster on people.
I don't watch American TV.
Okay. All right. let me see a sign-up sheet.
You look at the sign-up sheet. There's a couple names on there. Nobody you recognize.
I'll sign up.
Sweet. Yeah, we'll be great to have you. We can talk about that. Hopefully, we put you down as a potential pilot.
Okay. All right. Yeah, for sure. Pilot. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hang on. You see that right next to it is the Boy Scouts of America. Somebody walks up to that booth. Wade immediately goes over to that booth and he says, hi, Boy Scouts of America. What's going on? And he starts talking to the other guy who's over there. So he's managing both of these booths at the same time.
Oh, you know what? I just put the sign-up sheet back on the table.
And you walk away from that.
Oh, no.
On to Parker. Did anything catch your eye? Do you want me to read the names again?
Yeah. Parker is actually going to look around for the Vampires of Chaos. Are they there?
They're sitting up at the top of the bleachers, like deliberately not looking at any of the clubs.
I try. Parker's going to give him like a little wave.
You give him a wave. They notice you and they do this kind of like a three-finger symbol with their hands.
Parker just goes, oh, I love the Hunger Games.
I'm going to roll a perception to see if they didn't hear that. Oh, they did.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get bullied.
You do that. They make a hissing noise and then they all like huddle up and like start talking to each other.
Parker is going to just go from booth to booth and ask directly one question.
What question?
Hi, what is the time commitment for this club?
Absolutely. I'd say the one that you have stop on is debate, which is run by Amanda. And Amanda has straight blonde hair and she's wearing her debate uniform and a plaid skirt and her old letterman from last year. She says, oh, a time commitment for us? I mean, what's your time commitment to thinking creatively, ethically, logically?
Totally. I want to focus on my studies. So if this is going to interfere with that too much, I think I'll just...
If you can't tackle both, I'm not sure if this is for you. I mean, we're one of the top debate teams in Rhode Island, so we crush the other four every year.
Okay. Parker's just going to immediately lose this debate and be like, no, you're right. I don't have time to
obviously
breathe.
You lose the debate.
Yeah, totally. And she's going to just peel off and keep running down. And is the D&D table like the last one? Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's almost like just put onto the end of it all. Like it was perfectly symmetrical. And then the D&D table is right there. And the poster board is, there's still watermarks on the images. There's like a big dragon that's like slooping down because the paper is folding in on itself. And it's just, it looks very rushed.
Perfect. Parker will go to the D&D table.
You go to the D&D table and you see a kid with round rimmed glasses with a middle part and a cape.
Nice cape.
Oh, thank you.
Is it for aerodynamic purposes?
No, not particularly. I just use it because I think it's cool. Makes me feel good.
Cool.
Powerful.
Powerful. Cool.
Do you have any interest in joining?
Maybe, actually. You know, it sounds kind of cool. What is the time commitment for this program?
Yeah, we meet once every time someone can. Hopefully once a week for about an hour, 2 hours.
Perfect. Parker signs up immediately.
As you go to sign up, you see that there is a big disclaimer at the beginning. It says, help wanted. Interested in worlds you haven't seen? Experience with magic or enchantment? In need of strong, brave heroes looking to save the world? Lend your sword and life to the cause. Join today.
This is a really fun, immersive sign-up experience you have going on here.
I try to make it as immersive as possible.
Yeah, well, I'm not a brave or strong hero. I'm.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Okay, I mean, why not?
Yeah, that's the spirit. And as you sign, he sort of looks like a little relieved. Like, oh, that's the first name on the paper. Oh, that makes me feel good. All right. Whew. We pan over to you guys. So as you put the jersey over your shoulder and you're walking around kind of with your chest out, feeling confident, like I already made the fucking team. You see Coach Cox come around the corner. Coach Cox always wears the shortest and tightest of shorts.
No.
Even though in Rhode Island, it's relatively cold. He always wears these because it's good for blood flow.
Casey is Coach Cox.
Let's use a...
Roll for it.
13. So, kind of.
Okay.
You can make an outline.
Parker is not looking. Kayla just had to ask.
No one does. So, Coach Cox, a mid-50s receding hairline, puts him into a lot of hats. A bit of a belly on the man. Everyone just calls him Coach. As Coach Cox sort of speed walks his way up to you, he takes the jersey off your shoulder and says, hey, you haven't earned this yet.
What do you mean? Is there any question that I'm going to make it?
Well, it's not guaranteed.
All right. Nice to see you too, Coach.
Yeah, it would be nicer under different circumstances. And he sort of comes down to your level and says, well, no, you're pretty fucking tall. He comes up to your level and says, listen, you know, we love to have you on the team. You were the reason why we even got to state last year.
Of course, which I don't see why there wouldn't be a reason you wouldn't be on the team.
Physically, you're great. Academically, we're going to have to make some changes.
I passed last year.
I was able to pull some strings with the other teachers because the football program does a lot of our funding. The better our football team is, the more funding we get, the more we can support the school. I would love to have you on the team, but we need you to be more involved.
Okay.
You need to take at least 2 other extracurricular activities in order to stay on the team.
Are you serious? That's going to cut into my practice time.
You're going to have to make it work, okay? I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here right now. I'd rather be at home watching Storage Wars.
Can I get away with at least one.
Persuasion check.
Oh, but that's not persuasive at all. That is going to be a 10.
If it were up to me, you wouldn't be doing any. You would just be spending all your time in the gym and on the field, but it's not my choice. Okay? This is coming from the people way upstairs. And as long as I'm adjusting your grades under the table, we gotta keep you involved in the school.
Fine. I'm gonna go to the government one.
You go to the student government one?
Yep.
As you approach, there are two people at this one. There is Peter and Connie. Peter is a 6-foot blonde haired guy who is in a suit. And next to him is Connie in a pantsuit, a bob, black cut hair. And they both look very professional, even though they are in the bodies of 15, 16 year olds. And as you approach, they both try to get a handshake from you. Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm just gonna immediately grab the pen and just kind of sloppily sign my name.
Oh, well, it's good to see one of the popular kids are wanting to get involved in the school.
Yeah, yeah. Who are you?
Peter. Peter sticks out his hand again to shake. I'm going to be student body president this year.
Student body president.
Huh? Well, I mean, he's going to try to be student body president, says Connie right next to him. And she also sticks out her hand for another handshake.
I'm just going to keep looking at the hands and just say, this is a popularity contest, isn't it?
I mean, no, it has to do with who would be best at running the school.
Right, right. Well, and I'm going to point to the name. Keep that C1 for me. The king is on his way. And I'm going to start going towards the D&D club.
You do that and they both start to like tremble a little bit. And then they look to each other and like, I think we have a common enemy. you walk towards D&D club.
I'm going to do this kind of the same thing where I just kind of walk up to it knowing because this isn't really my choice. I kind of have to do it for the extra credit.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to go up and kind of sign my name on there as well.
Colin looks at you. He was like checking his phone or something. And he looks at you and says, oh my God, Brandon, hi, you want to join D&D club?
Yeah, I'll join. It's kind of mid-signing.
Sweet, awesome, that's great. Just make sure you read the help wanted, interested, or you have any, lend your life and love to the cause. Yeah, great. We have our first meeting after school today, if you're free.
All right, sounds good. Also, I'm not wearing a cape.
Oh, it's not mandatory, it's just, that's okay.
Okay, well, just so you know, as I'm walking by, I'm going to... make sure to throw that water bottle.
Oh, shit. And then we move on to Ted. As the girl from photography starts to go around taking pictures of club day, because that's also her job, she has to take pictures of all the major events at school, you start stealthily getting your way away from where she is walking, and it eventually leads you to the front door next to the D&D club, and you feel a tap on your shoulder. Hey, it's Theodore, right?
Oh, well, yeah, that, Theodore? No, it's Ted.
Ted? Ted, I think I remember you.
You probably don't.
Why lie? No, I fucking don't.
Anyways. Well, why lie? Oh, yeah. I'm here to sign up for D&D club, I think.
His eyes widen and say, but okay. Well, I mean, you smell like sweat and onions, so I mean, that's the first step. Gonna be happy to have you. Your first meeting's after school today in the library.
I hesitate before I sign the sheet, but then I think of a beautiful, glorious man by the name of Mick Foley. Has worn many masks, many faces throughout his incredibly illustrious professional career. And I think sometimes you gotta make a leap. I sign the sheet.
Well, this is great. We almost have a full party. So we meet after school. Kind of keep in mind you can
You guys have parties?
It's a party of people. It's a group.
Cool. I've never been invited to a party before.
Well, this is your first invitation. We'll see you after school then.
Hell yeah,
Come with a pen and paper and an open mind and prepare to become whoever you want
to
be.
I try to flick my shades out of my pocket to put them on in a cool way, but they're still on my face. I never actually took them off again still.
That's so fucking good. We finish up the day. It's now around like 3:30. People are starting to leave school, and you all eventually make your way to the library where your first meeting at D&D Club is. As you approach the library, it's a bit quiet, which is typical of a library, but typically there are kids studying, group projects happening, but it's the beginning of the year, so no real assignments are happening. It's pretty vacant. Today is just especially relaxed. You see there is a single table where Colin is sitting there with a DM screen in front of him, and there are three sheets of paper with some dice sitting in front of the three empty seats as you all arrive. As you all approach the table, Colin says, oh, well, this is exciting. We don't usually get this many members. This is great. I'm so happy to have you guys.
I like your trifold presentation thing.
No, that's a DM screen. It's so you guys can't see my notes and stuff.
Oh, okay. So we don't metagame?
That's actually correct.
Okay, sorry. I read a book. It was
so what do you guys know about D&D and RPGs and stuff like that?
That was a lot of acronyms.
Is collaborative storytelling where you can play from a series of races and classes. You use dice to determine whether or not the decisions you make actually work.
People walk around hitting themselves with styrofoam swords.
No, that's LARPing. This is a tabletop.
Oh, no, I can't fight with swords.
No, we're not. Well, this isn't LARPing. This is D&D. So you have some dice in front of you that I've left for you all. You're going to make those in... It doesn't really matter. I'm going to start with the beginning of your session. He pulls out some paper and says, okay, again, thank you all for being here. You all are not heroes.
Oh.
Heroes are strong and powerful beings who stomp out evil through the cracks of fear. Heroes are those who gather positivity and shower it to the hopeless. Heroes are those who keep the door open as the rest flee a burning structure. Heroes will withstand the pain of 1,000 deaths to save a single soul from suffering a splinter. You are not heroes. Not hardly. Though this fact remains, time and destiny may appear to alter your fate. Anyone can be worthy. Anyone can be powerful. Why not you? Through this campaign, a group of ill-minded adventurers will grow into titans of sanctimony. We start in the woods. Now, before you, there is nothing but oak trees so high that you can't see the top. Things in this world are similar to this one, but some details are just a bit off. Like, some of the trees may have pink leaves, or rocks may be shaped like stars, or something from this world, but just a little bit different. You feel a buzzing in your body, something that you've never felt before, and that's normal. Don't be put off by that. That is magic. Magic is different here. Magic is within most people, everyday people. You may have a lot, you may have a little. It's really a genetic lottery at the end of the day. Oh, and don't trust anyone. They may say some stuff about the universe, but they don't know what they're talking about, really. Just a general rule, don't trust anyone.
Yeah, you should always double check your sources and confirm with two or more people before you really believe anything.
Great, that's why there's three of you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there is three of...
I think that just about covers it. Let's see. There are things, but things are different. Same, but different. Magic. Magic you may have. Magic you may not. Don't trust anybody.
So are you guys freshmen, too?
Okay, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Ted.
Hi, I'm Parker.
So what made you want to sign up for this club?
I read an article about Dungeons & Dragons, and it's been mentioned in a couple books I've read, and I need a low time commitment club because my Nona says I have to join a club because she can't always pick me up right after school, so.
Nice, nice. I don't really read much articles. I usually like videos, but that's nice.
We're not a really heavy technology family.
Oh, no, me neither. I don't have a computer. I gotta stay after school, go to the computer lab. Yeah. I want to watch my videos, but you know how it is.
Yeah, no, I mean, we have one computer and it's my grandpa's, so.
Are you all ready to start?
Oh, sure.
Right. Yeah. As I put my phone away.
Yeah, maybe for this, don't have your phone out. It'll really,
Oh, it's, disrupt the immersive experience?
It'll definitely be disruptive. All right, I guess the first thing to say is, roll for fall damage.
What?
As this happens, you see rings of light start to spark underneath your chairs. It's almost like it's catching fire, and you start to feel the ground beneath you slip into nothingness, and you start being taken by gravity as you fall down these shafts of light. And the light is so intense that you can't help but close your eyes, and everything goes white. As everything is still white, almost like you were hit with a flashbang of light,
you shades, smell, they do nothing.
You know what? For the shades, give me a constitution check, and then we'll see if you can do a perception check to see if you can see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. That's a fucking 5.
Yeah, no, the shades slip.
No, and light, no, not the shades!
face.
They're still on your face because they go all the way around your head.
They just slide down below my chin. And I was like,
Thank God you wear around the head glasses because you're such a cool guy.
They're full wraparound.
So as you all find the ground beneath you once again, eyes still closed and flashing white, you can only go on your other senses. You smell fresh air. A cool breeze pushes past you. And eventually you're able to open your eyes and you see that you are in the middle of a forest. Everything is like Earth, but a little bit different. And as you all sit there, some of the chairs are smashed, some bits are torn off, and you all open your eyes.
Oh, I'm not supposed to be on grass.
My head.
All right, now can we roll for fall damage? You're going to roll. I'm going to roll because I'm gravity. Make a constitution check first.
Constitution check.
Literally, that's going to be a 5.
19.
Brandon got a 19. Parker got a 5.
I got a 19 on the die.
Yeah, two 19s.
Trips over her giant skirt.
You guys save, so you guys are going to take half damage. You're going to take full damage.
I'm going to die right away.
I sprawl, baby. I sprawl.
I have 7 hit points.
Get well, right. It's 5 damage. So you guys take 2.
Parker
you
coughs take up 5. Blood.
And as this is happening,
I think I sprained my ankle. Is this back. What an allergic reaction's like?
Where's that caped kid?
Where the fuck are
Where's
we?
Where's that caped kid? Let's beat the fuck out of that caped kid.
I don't usually condone violence, but yeah, absolutely. We should beat the frick out of that kid.
Are we still wearing the same clothes we were wearing?
You guys are wearing the exact same clothes you were in. Nothing else seems to be around you. Everything that you had on you is still with you.
Parker is going to take out her bug spray and start spraying herself.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you all make an Arcana check for me?
Oh, God. Is that a 7 or is that a 1? That's a 7. Okay, never mind.
I got a 10.
7, 10.
I rolled a 4.
And a 4. So you all start to feel that like buzzing feeling that he was talking about, where there's kind of something different with you. It feels almost like if you've ever had laughing gas. It feels like your body is just slightly vibrating. Just a little bit.
This is anaphylactic shock. Oh my God. Oh my God, I am allergic to grass.
Whoa, do you need CPR? Because I don't know how to do it.
No, I've got an EpiPen in my...
As you all are panicking and freaking out, you start to hear footsteps. And they start to...
What was that? The cape's kid? Come on, after him.
I'm going to start looking around, see if I can't see where it's coming from.
Absolutely. You all start to look for it, and it doesn't take long. You think that you guys are a little bit hazy, because it looks like the trees are kind of swaying back and forth a little bit, until you realize there are plants running at you. They are fully grown, about 5 feet tall, and they are sprinting in your direction.
Okay, we got to go. And I'm going to try to grab Parker, and I'm going to try to grab Ted underneath my arms and just kind of like move to the side out of their path.
You all sprint, and then you hear them behind you. And can you roll for initiative for me?
Oh, God.
Guys,
oh
my God. High school is crazy.
Listening to the first episode of Magic Isn't Real. If you like the show, please hit whatever podcast subscribe button is available on this platform, and consider joining our Patreon, linked in the episode description, for behind-the-scenes content and just to support the show. We're just starting out, but we cannot wait to go on this magical journey with you. Credit where credit is due, Dustin Parsons is the Game Master, Christian Contreras plays Brandon Rodriguez, Jonah Pfeiffer plays Ted Vardaman, and Kayla Temshiff plays Parker Henley. This episode was edited by Dustin Parsons and Christopher Berger. Theme music is by Jake Pash Cooper, art design is by June Whitney, social media is managed by Anna Rose Pfeiffer and Kayla Temshiff. Episode transcription, also by Kayla Temshiff. Stay tuned for more shenanigans and follow us on social media at Magic Isn't Real Pod on TikTok, at Magic Isn't Real PD on Twitter, and at Magic_Isn't_Real_Pod on Instagram. If I missed something else, we've linked it below. If you've listened this far, thank you and we love you. Oh, and we lied about the magic. It's totally real.